From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 8th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two firefighters suffered minor injuries while fighting a blaze in the city of Hudson on January 6th. Emergency personnel responded to the fire at 260 State Street at 8:44 p.m. Five people were inside the three-story building when the fire started on the top floor. They all escaped safely, Fire Hudson Chief Anthony DeMarco said. The cause of the blaze is under investigation, DeMarco said. Freezing temperatures posed an added challenge to the firemen fighting the blaze. Temperatures reached a high of 2 degrees and the wind chill was a factor. One firefighter slipped and fell on the ice and another was hit by debris. Both were taken to the hospital. Building owner Kylie Thomas of Durham said five people were staying in the building at the time of the fire. Thompson said, and I quote, "Everyone made it out safely and that's the important thing," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board reviewed plans submitted by the town's engineering firm for the traffic lights on Albany Turnpike Bridge at the last meeting of the year, December 22nd. There will be one traffic light at the entrance of the bridge from Route 295 and another light at the entrance from Old Chatham. CSX has been negotiating with the town board to have the town take ownership of the bridge since the company demolished an old, wider bridge at the site and completed construction of the new one-lane replacement bridge in 2014. The board did not believe that CSX had addressed the vehicle safety issue at the bridge intersection. Town Supervisor Maria Lull said the traffic lights will be installed whether or not the town takes ownership of the bridge from CSX. The town received $100,000 for the project through the office of State Senator Kathy Marchione and must raise another $100,000 to put in the light. Ms. Lull said the board budgeted to borrow the funds from the 2018 budget. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Representatives of Columbia and Green counties in the state Senate are defining their legislative priorities as the second portion of the current Senate term begins and potential re-election looms. Republican George Amador Jr., who represents the 46th Senate District, and Kathy Marchione of the 43rd Senate District are both up for re-election in November. Amador, who is in the second year of his second term, said he will be working to combat the opioid and heroin epidemic faced by both the state and the nation. Amador, who co-chairs the Joint Senate Task Force on Heroin and Opioid Addiction, said, and I quote, "We can throw as much money as we want at the problem, but we need to establish and help localities maintain proactive and preventive measures," end quote. The state is also facing a possible $4.4 billion deficit in 2018-19 after years of Cuomo touting budget surpluses, something Amador said needs to be addressed through economic development. Marchione said, and I quote, "Going forward this session, my focus as senator is affordability, opportunity, and security, and working to advance our Senate Republican Conference's blueprint for a stronger New York. Our positive agenda to protect taxpayers, grow our economy, provide more good-paying jobs, and help ensure the safety and security of all New Yorkers," end quote. And finally, Sarah Cascone is reporting for ArtNet News. New York's Metropolitan Music of Art has announced a three-night concert series with Sting, the former police frontman, as part of the programming and exhibition. Thomas Cole's Journey, Atlantic Crossing, scheduled to open on January the 30th. Atlantic Crossing is timed to the 200th anniversary of Cole's immigration from the UK to the US and demonstrates how American and European painting remained in dialogue throughout the 19th century. In honor of Sting's status as an Englishman in New York, the concert is similarly titled Sting, Atlantic Crossing. The performance will introduce both song and storytelling and also feature a visual component. Sting will take the stage in front of the artist Stephen Hannock's visual scenescape. The performance will take place April 24th through 26th, and you can read that full story at news.artnet.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting snow likely today between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. It will be cloudy today with a temperature high near 30 degrees. Monday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 13. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:39 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 8th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.